Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Boyle Sports. Now with same-day withdrawals to your Visa debit card.
Hey, you're very welcome to the Friday Football Betting Show. This weekend, we're going to be taking a look at the Premier League vital game, particularly for Liverpool, with Man City in action in the FA Cup. It means Liverpool could go top of the league tonight if they beat Southampton in the never-ending leapfrogging title race we have at the moment. City will be trying to go towards the second leg of their potential quadruple when they play in the semis of the FA Cup tomorrow. And a pretty tasty FA Cup semi-final coming up on Sunday as well, with Wolves against Watford. Joining me to look at all the Premier League action and the FA Cup as well, Philip Egan and Stephen Doyle from Off the Ball. How are we, lads?
Oh, good, Will.
Good, yeah.
And we've got Leon Blanche as well, who I believe is at Aintree at the
moment. Will.
How are things, Leon?
Not too bad, Will. At Aintree, yeah. Bit better weather today, thankfully. Yesterday it didn't stop raining all day. Good day for the bookies. Only one favourite winning, Ken Boy.
Yeah.
Ruby Waltz for Willie Mullins. But other than that, yeah, good day for the bookmakers yesterday.
You can park the bike then for a while, Leon.
Yes, Steve. It started well at Cheltenham too. Day one was good. Day two and three were bad, and then we finished with a bang. Day four was a beano for all bookmakers. But interesting racing today as well. Obviously, the main event is tomorrow at 5:15.
Who are you hoping doesn't win then, Leon, from a bookmaker's perspective? Is Min or Politolog, which is a worse result for you?
Min would be, Will, because trained by, obviously, the genius that is Willie Mullins and ridden by Ruby Walsh. He was a little bit disappointing, to be fair, at Cheltenham. I thought he underperformed, but maybe he can bounce back here today. He was very unlucky not to win last year. He only got beaten in a photo finish. And the performance of Ken Boy yesterday would certainly give you plenty of confidence for the Willie Mullins stable. Mellon was going well when he fell as well yesterday, so Min would be a bad result. And then obviously for the main event tomorrow, there's only one horse we'd be hoping doesn't win, would be Tiger Roll, because he could go off one of the shortest price favourites that I've ever seen anyway in a Grand National. He's a 7-2 chance at the moment. Most bookmakers will probably push him out a little bit in the morning, but I think everyone's going to back him. He just has the public behind him. He's a great little horse. He's only a small little thing, but he's just ultra consistent. There's not many horses that have won at 4 Cheltenham festivals, but he has. So he's a very, very good animal, but he's gone up to 11 stone 6. It's a big weight for him to carry, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens tomorrow.
We'll see if he can beat Red Rum's record of 2 consecutive back-to-back Grand Nationals. Hasn't been done since 1974. Remember, if you're having a bet on the racing or indeed on the football, and you have any issues around this, remember to gamble very responsibly. And if you have issues around gambling, check out dunlewy.net. Let's have a look at the football then for this weekend. First of all, we'll have a look at some of the offers that we have available. First of all, Leon, we're looking at tonight, Southampton against Liverpool. Liverpool to win and both to score has been enhanced out to 3-1.
Yeah, look, I think Liverpool at the moment, they're just getting the victories. They're not probably playing to their full potential, but they're doing what matters, and that's winning. And they've won their last 3 in the league. They haven't been great in any of the games, but they've 9 from 9, and it's a chance for them again to go back on top of the table. Southampton have been on a good run of form. Their manager has done a tremendous job since he's come in. They will be safe. They will be playing Premier League football next season. Both teams to score on Liverpool to win out to 3-1. It's decent, but you just look at Liverpool's defence at the minute. Yes, they conceded against Tottenham, but that was a very open game. Southampton don't possess the attacking threat that Spurs had at their disposal at Anfield, especially in the second half last week. But I think Liverpool will win, and maybe Southampton could nick a goal, but I do fancy the Reds to claim all 3 points.
There you go, Phil. Leon, not going to offend any of the locals, maybe beside him in Aintree at the moment. He thinks Liverpool are going to do the business tonight. What's your read on the game at St Mary's?
I think this is a tricky one for Liverpool, because I really expected them after they beat Bayern away 3-1. I thought they were going to kick on. They were very lucky against Fulham. Like, they have no problem getting the first goal. But even watching them last week against Spurs, you just felt they have to get the second. And I can see them scoring first tonight. But if they don't get that second, Southampton are scoring goals. I think back to the Southampton and Tottenham game. Tottenham were cruising. They were 1-0 up at half-time. Hasenhüttl changed things at the break. He brought on Shane Long. Subsequently, he ended up going off injured. But it just changed how they played. They will try and press Liverpool. It'll be interesting to see what midfield three he goes with, but there will be players in that midfield three that Hasenhüttl will be looking at thinking we can get after them. I actually think Liverpool are going to drop points tonight, and if they do, you know, they go level on points with City. City have a game in hand, obviously have superior goal difference, so this could be a really pivotal night in the title race. And I just think Liverpool have been getting the results, but their performances, Alisson last week, I thought looked really nervous. Van Dijk is holding it all together. You know, he is going to be fit for tonight. But just really interested to see what his midfield three is. Fabinho surely has to come in. But I just think that Southampton are playing very well at the moment. Won three of their last four.
What do you think, Steve? Well, particularly at home, they've won their last couple.
Yeah, look, I don't think Liverpool are going to lose this game. I think they're going to win it. I actually think that both teams to score, Liverpool to win, there's definitely good value there. I've actually got that one written down. The reason I would say that is I think Southampton, they haven't scored against Liverpool since 2016 in the league. It's been a long time. The man who scored that night actually got two goals with Sadio Mane for Southampton. I think Southampton, they've showed the last few weeks they can get goals. Even when they lose games, they're scoring goals. They've scored against Tottenham, scored against Manchester United. They've scored against Arsenal. Against Brighton as well last week. So they are getting goals, Southampton. They found their goal scoring streak again. So I do think they'll score. And Liverpool haven't kept a clean sheet now in four games. Previous to that, they've kept a clean sheet in five games. They've conceded to Tottenham, Fulham, Bayern and Burnley. Now, if Burnley and Bayern can break that Liverpool defence, I think Southampton definitely can. I was at the Fulham game. Fulham did have their chances. I know the goal, it was a bit of a calamity in the end, but I think what that goal showed, and I know Phil said Virgil van Dijk's holding it together, and he generally is, but I think even Virgil van Dijk over the last couple of games has showed there's been a couple of moments where he's been a bit shaky himself. So for that reason, but I do think Liverpool are going to be too strong in the attack. And one thing I'm looking at as well is Mo Salah to score tonight. Now, we all know about Mo Salah's recent goal drought. It's been eight matches now since the Egyptian has scored. But I was looking through the last few games they played against Southampton. He has scored in the last three matches for Liverpool against Southampton, four goals in total. The key or the common thread in those three matches was Ryan Bertrand playing at left back, and he's probably the only defender there that Hasenhüttl is still picking. He's still playing him in every game, and I just think Mo Salah's run of no goals has to end soon. I think it could end tonight because he's up against Bertrand, who he knows he can get a bit of joy against. He was also key in that goal against Tottenham last week. I think Salah's going to bounce back tonight, and he can get him any time, 11-10. And if you even fancy going first time, I think he's 7-2. You'll never get that price on Salah again once he starts hitting the net.
What do you think, Phil? 11-10 seems generous for a guy who was banging them in last season, albeit he's had the dry run the last few weeks.
Yeah, and like there's a few things going on here. Obviously, because he had such a good season last season, we compare him to that. He still scored 20 goals, but he hasn't scored an eight. And he just looks like his confidence is drained a bit. And even, you know, he scores certain goals. And actually, going back to the game at Anfield last season when he scored against Southampton, it was an absolute screamer with the outside or with the inside of his left foot. Last week against Spurs, he got a chance and he put the laces through it. You know, he's trying different things. And I'm not sure if he's going to score. I still feel that if Liverpool are going to win this game, it's Mane. You know, he's obviously going back to Southampton, and that's going to be an issue as well, because Southampton are going to like to get one over on some of these lads that left them, you know, for bigger things.
Mm. Motivation for Southampton, though, Steve, on this one, they should be, you know, in a pretty safe position now. They're five places above the relegation zone. Aside from maybe getting some revenge on their former teammates, what's in it for Southampton to stop Liverpool tonight?
Yeah, look, they're pretty safe, and it's one of those games where I suppose Hasenhüttl will just want to see how his team can perform against one of the top sides ahead of next season. He'll probably be looking at this kind of, you know, what kind of players do I need to sign maybe over the summer? Where are we a little bit weak when we put ourselves up against one of the big teams? I think Hasenhüttl probably has his eye on a top six job as well. And I think that's another motivation for him, is that he's going to want to prove to the top teams that he can, you know, get some big results against big clubs. Because I think Southampton, for all their, you know, problems they've had over the years with managers, they seem to select really good managers, you know. And I think Hasenhüttl is one of them. He really has turned their ship around this season, and I think he's going to be motivated himself to want to get these, or to want to get a result against a big club, because I honestly think he looks at this job as a bit of a stepping stone to something bigger for himself.
Leon, what do you make of, I guess, the pressure that's going to be on Liverpool going into tonight as well? Because, you know, I think Pep Guardiola was talking about it yesterday as well, that both teams know they can't afford to drop many points between now and the end of the season. Six games left. We're really into that final straight now.
Yeah, we're into the straight. I think Liverpool, if they want to win the league, they've got to win their remaining six games. It's as simple as that. I don't see Manchester City slipping up more than once, but I do think City will slip up. Maybe it'll be away against Manchester United, or they've got a couple of tricky away games against Palace and against Burnley, who of course are fighting for their lives. But that Manchester derby comes on the back of a really tough run for Man City. I think they play Spurs away in the Champions League, then they're away to Palace, then they've got Spurs at home in the Champions League and then the Premier League and then away against United. So it's a very, very tricky run for City. But I just think Liverpool at the moment, you could see what it meant to the entire side last Sunday at Anfield. That was a huge victory. And the relief that they got from that, they were terrible in the second half. To be fair, Salah should have put Mane in when they're 1-0 up. But he's almost trying too much to get that goal. But I agree with Steve-O. I think having played a pivotal role in that winner, I think at 4-1 to score first tonight, I'm sure he'll be very, very popular. But I think Liverpool will just get the job done tonight. I look at Southampton. They are a good footballing side, and I think that'll suit Liverpool. They'll get the ball down and they'll try and play, and that suits Liverpool. And I think Fabinho will start. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he leaves out Milner and Henderson. I thought the two of them were pretty poor against Spurs. I don't think they can play together. I'm a little bit mystified why Jurgen Klopp keeps going to Wijnaldum, Milner and Henderson in the big games. I don't understand it. Fabinho has been the standout midfielder for Liverpool all season. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. I think he has to start every single game from now till the end. And there's a couple of other players who've been on the bench who haven't really got much game time. So it'll be interesting to see who does he play with Fabinho and Wijnaldum. I think both of them will definitely start tonight. And it's who will be that other midfielder. But I think Liverpool are good enough to beat Southampton. And in fairness, if they're not good enough to beat Southampton, they don't deserve to win a Premier League.
Yeah, crucial match coming up this evening. Leon, looking ahead to the other enhanced offer then, it's Monday Night Football. Things are spread across 4 days for the FA, for the Premier League, this coming weekend. And it's Chelsea to win and Bolt to score. Very similar, I guess, the bet to Liverpool to win and Bolt to score tonight. That's been enhanced out for Bolt Sports customers to 5-2.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, that's a very, very decent enhancement. I don't think Chelsea are the best back four. I think West Ham are quite capable of scoring in any game they play. They haven't been playing too well of late, it's fair to say. But Chelsea, I think looking at Sarri, he took a massive chance away against Cardiff when he left Kante and he left Hazard on the bench. They got two dreadful decisions that should have been ruled out. They got two goals, late goals, and then they won, obviously, quite easy against Brighton, where Hazard was exceptional. I think Chelsea, at the minute, they are trying to finish in the top four. They'll fancy themselves at home against West Ham. I think both teams will score, and I do fancy Chelsea at home against the Hammers. It is a bit of a derby, but I think Chelsea, at the minute, they're another side who aren't playing great either, but they seem to be just getting results. I know they're still in the Europa League, and of course you do have the carrot. If you win the Europa League, you'll qualify for the Champions League. But I think most managers will be trying to finish in that top four first, because winning that Europa League is not going to be easy. So I think Chelsea will beat West Ham. They're a very short price to do so at home, as you would expect. But I think both teams are well capable of scoring. If anyone wants to back Chelsea straight, they're a 3-1 on chance. But I think West Ham at the minute, I think some of their players are already on their summer holidays.
Phil, I have to admit, I kind of fancy Chelsea to win the Europa League. I think that could be the best chance they have to get into the Champions League for next year. But in terms of the league position, with the way things have played out and that kind of mini league we have from third down to sixth at the moment, Chelsea are just outside the Champions League spots on goal difference now.
Yeah, I think the worry for me from a Chelsea point of view is they still have to go to Anfield and they still have to go to Old Trafford. Now, they're capable of winning both games, but I don't think they will. They might get draws, but at this stage of the season, draws probably just aren't good enough. They're just dreadful away from home. You know, they got out of jail big time against Cardiff. I expected them to beat Brighton. Brighton rested a few players with the Cup semi-final in mind as well. I actually, like, West Ham will be up for this. I know, I think, yeah, they've been awful in the last few weeks. You know, we're kind of thinking, did such a slow start of the season and then they hit form and you were thinking Pellegrini has this sussed out. But the last few weeks, actually, to be honest, pretty much since Arnautovic was on his way out and then he came back and he got a new contract, something hasn't been right there. they'll get themselves up for this game. So it's not a gimme for Chelsea. It's one they have to win. They'll know exactly what they need to do because Arsenal played the day before as well. It's a chance as well to steal a march on United because obviously United aren't in action this weekend.
Steve-O, West Ham gave Chelsea socks in the reverse fixture at the London Stadium, but is it a different prospect taking on Chelsea at Stamford Bridge?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, like West Ham, their away form has been absolutely dreadful. And I think last week against Everton might have been a bit of a coupon buster for some people because we all thought maybe, you know, Everton gone away from home. West Ham were looking good at the London Stadium.
Yeah.
They got some big results there, beating Newcastle as well recently. And I just don't... I think the two lads made a really good point here. I think Leon, he said West Ham on their holidays. I think that's a key thing. You'll see a couple of teams now at this stage of the season will just they've switched off. And also Phil saying about Arnautovic, once he started talking about leaving the club, his form has just tanked.
One wonders whether they might have been better off actually selling him to China when the money was on the table.
Perhaps, yeah, because they've got some other good strikers there. And I'm just looking at their away form. You know, the last, was it, seven games? They've, in all competitions, lost to Cardiff, lost to Man City, drew at Crystal Palace, lost to Wolves, lost to Wimbledon, lost to Bournemouth, lost to Burnley. It's dreadful, absolutely dreadful. And
they're consistent, aren't they?
Exactly, yeah. So I think even taking Chelsea on a handicap here might be minus one because... yeah, like I was a little bit dodgy about. I would have had reservations about putting any money on Chelsea a few weeks back, but I think they have turned a corner and we're starting to see that the players do. They are actually trying, aren't they? And
yeah.
if Hudson-Odoi and Loftus-Cheek play the next, you know, over the next couple of weeks, they'll definitely create stuff for them. And Hazard looks like, well, you know, I think he obviously wants that Real Madrid move, and I think he might fancy just popping in a few goals just to show his friends over Madrid that he still has the old magic.
That's an interesting one, Philip, the point in terms of Hudson-Odoi, Loftus-Cheek, guys who've got very few Premier League chances so far. Obviously, Chelsea have to spread things a little bit, given that the Europa League is going to be there. From their point of view, they'll hope for another month as well. These guys are going to be keen to impress, aren't they? I thought Hudson-Odoi had a really good game midweek.
Yeah, and he obviously starred for England, but like, it's amazing to think that he had to wait for...
His England cap to get a first start.
Yeah, so he got his first Premier League start the same night that Phil Foden got it for Manchester City. I think what was interesting as well is Giroud played, and when Giroud plays... Whatever you think of him.
I think Chelsea are a better team. But
Hazard plays better. The Higuain thing hasn't really worked out that well for them. Mm. Like, when Sarri came in, we heard about Sarri ball. Like, they've gone away from it now. It's kind of just, to me, it just seems like it's classic Chelsea where they've enough talent in the team that they can get results. But Sarri looks like he's out of there in the summer. And, you know, you look back and you think, Chelsea are a club that don't give managers much time. Sarri needs time to implement his game plan and tactics, and it was just something that was never going to work.
And what is it with Italian managers? It's like when there's so much pressure on them to play a particular player, it just seems they double down and, you know, go against what everybody else. It's like Trapattoni with Seamus Coleman. Everybody wanted Seamus Coleman to play and you refused to play him, and Wes Hoolahan as well. And, you know, everybody wants Hudson-Odoi to play for Chelsea. We've all seen how much talent he has. He's such a brilliant player, and he just refuses to give in to public and the pressure from the fans as well.
Like Kante earlier in the season as well. It was like, why aren't you playing Hudson-Odoi? And then Willian is still playing every week. And similarly, play Kante in his actual position.
Yeah.
And Jorginho got to play all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It must be an Italian thing.
It must be. Well, that's Monday night. We've got plenty to look at in terms of the rest of the fixtures for this weekend, but I think we'll have a look now at the Hall of Fame and Hall of Shame that was last week's bets then, because I'm going into the Hall of Shame, but Phil has gone into the Hall of Fame. Man United to win, Philip, and both the score come in for you 2-1.
Yeah, and like the game itself, like Watford were very good, and United actually played worse against Watford than they did against Wolves. Obviously, they didn't get the result against Wolves, but... You know, the classic counter-attacking goal, lovely ball from Luke Shaw, Rashford scores. And even when United went 2-0 up, you kind of thought, right, that's the game done. But I still fancied Watford to score. Just, like, United are just not stable at the back.
Yeah.
And you kind of...
The goals they conceded midweek were a horror show from a defence point of view, especially the Wolves' decisive second goal.
Yeah, like, and, you know, at the start against Wolves, it started so well, they mirrored Wolves' formation. But then you've Ashley Young playing as part of a back three who ultimately ends up getting sent off. But what really surprised me is just how easy they concede goals. So that's why I just thought Watford were going to score at Old Trafford.
OK, well, that came in nicely for you, 2-1. I decided to be far too ambitious in terms of what I was doing last week. Went Southampton to win, both to score. Paul Pogba has decided to go out of form, so I didn't get the Pogba winner there. And I had Liverpool to win, both to score as well in that one. So yeah, look, Pogba, thanks a lot, mate. Pogba, for some reason, Steve, always just...
He was laughing at you, Will, as he sped away in his Rolls Royce from Old Trafford.
Talk about him looking for 500k a week.
That's the Alexis Sanchez effect, unfortunately.
Yeah, but even aside from that, Pogba, he's just gone
he'll
off
get
a cliff.
He'll get it at Madrid.
Oof. What do you think, Phil?
Oh, yeah. Like,
he's going to go to Madrid?
He's got a good agent.
He does, one of the best.
Yeah. Once Paul Pogba talks about or starts dropping hints about wanting to leave a club, he's gone.
And Raiola is dropping Raiola's hints all over the place.
And Zidane has been, you know, he's been careful the way he's kind of mentioned his comments. But, and do you know something? I think Manchester United should play hardball with Real Madrid. I think they should do as much, like basically what Liverpool did with Philippe Coutinho and Barcelona.
Yeah.
Jack up that price to about 150 million, take it and reinvest it in good players that actually care about the club.
Maybe try and do a bit of a swap deal as well. Like, there's talk of Varane. Don't go for Bale. He's injured all the time. He is, do you know what? He is the most likely signing United will make in the summer. And that's why they're in the position, because they're taking a punt on these players and it's not working out for them. There's no strategy there. Bale, you think, oh, that's unbelievable. Like, he's class.
I just don't see Madrid selling Rafa.
But he's injured all the time.
Well, Varane has already said himself that he wants a new challenge. He said he wants to go. He hasn't said he wants to go, but he wants a new challenge elsewhere. And I think he's mentioned the Premier League.
Yeah.
I think it's a great show, Phil. I think some sort of a two-way deal with Varane going back to, or going to Old Trafford.
Yeah, the thoughts of Phil Jones and Rafa Varane side by side. I mean, if that doesn't get you excited.
In a back three with Ashley Young.
He said he wants a new challenge. Now that is a challenge.
Well, what else we have last week? With Kev, his attempt here was Leicester to win, both to score, and West Ham against Everton, both to score. And he was let down at odds of 4-1 on that one. So Kev's losing run continues. Leon had a bit of success last week, though. His bet was a treble. He went for Manchester United, Crystal Palace and Arsenal all to win. Came in neatly enough there at 2-1 in the end. He was kind of going home bankers, I think, was the way he was seeing it. But ultimately, and I talked about me getting too ambitious, lads, if you can put three of them together at reasonable prices, that's better than losing.
Yeah, definitely. That's I'd always go with that kind of odds on. Or odds on, yeah, sorry. Yeah. There's always, I think it was Paul Nicholls, the horse trainer, always said, don't be afraid of betting the favourites. That's how he's kind of made his money over the years. So
they're often favourites for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Phil, talk us through your bet then for this week, because it relates to tonight's game.
Yeah.
You've got Southampton and Liverpool there. You reckon they're both going to score, but ultimately you reckon this game is going to be a stalemate.
Yeah, I just think this is a feeling of a one-all draw where Liverpool score first, can't get the second goal, and they're punished by something sloppy, or you know, like, you have to put these teams away. Like, if Liverpool go 1-0 up and they can get a second goal, then maybe this is the night that they start finding their goals again. But this just hasn't been any indication that this is going to come. So I just think the pressure is on, and a draw is no good for Liverpool. So I just think Southampton are going to be up for it, and I'm sure there's Liverpool fans. Like, it's going to be another nervy night for Liverpool fans. I was just saying it to someone yesterday. Like, when was the last time Liverpool fans enjoyed a game? Because it's torture.
Probably enjoyed the Bayern Munich game, but still, that was nervy up until well into the second half.
Yeah, well, when the own goal goes in, you're kind of thinking, "Oh, here we go."
Well, they don't make it easy. Leon, his bet then is a double. We already kind of knew he was going to go for Chelsea when we talked about Chelsea against West Ham. And Leicester City to play a Huddersfield team, I guess at this stage, Steve, who have nothing to play for, relegated last week.
I've got Huddersfield in mind. And they're bunched now at this stage. Their big problem this season has been no goals. They've no goal scorer. And they did really well to stay up last season by the skin of their teeth. And I think we all knew, really, they just didn't have the squad to compete in the Premier League. I wouldn't even be surprised to see Sievert gone this summer.
Yeah.
I think there's just something funny there with himself and Huddersfield. I think he definitely got a couple of half-decent performances out of them over the last couple of weeks. He got them fighting again. But I just think once a team gets relegated, then like, what have they got to play for? You know, it's not like any of these guys, I don't think, even are their Premier League quality, where they're going out to play to, you know, show to other teams.
Many of those lads will get signed with Premier League clubs.
None really, I can think of. Maybe Aaron Moy.
Yeah.
He might be, you know,
my hair icon. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, no, I just think Huddersfield are bunched, and I can see nothing but a Leicester win. I might go into a bit more detail when I...
Yeah. Well, my bet turns around with the goals as well. I kind of have a similar thinking to Phil in terms of Southampton against Liverpool tonight. I think we are going to see goals in that one. I've combined that with Bournemouth and Burnley both to score in their game tomorrow afternoon. And I just think this is an interesting game. Steve, we were chatting about this outside as well. Newcastle against Palace. Both teams are kind of just on that verge of being 100% safe. Newcastle have been very good at home. I just think Crystal Palace might get a point in that game tomorrow afternoon. It comes in at 9-1 if that actually works out. But Newcastle Palace, probably one of the more important games this weekend.
Yep, and I'm going against you there, Will. I'm going for the Magpies win. But yeah, look, I think Newcastle aren't exactly safe yet. We know they're going to stay up, but they just need a couple more points. And I think Rafa Benitez has been eyeing this game up. It's one of those where he's targeted for
it's a quite literal 6-pointer to just get the job done.
Definitely.
Cardiff don't look like they're going to pick up too many points, Phil.
The Cardiff have to play Burnley still. That's a huge game. When they went 1-1 on Chelsea last week, I thought, this is huge. Yeah. Because they'd looked at some of their rivals winning last week. It looks like Cardiff aren't going to get out of trouble. But just one win, and if you're hovering above Cardiff, then you might be sweating a little bit. So that's why this Newcastle and Palace game is an interesting one. Also, battle of two former Liverpool managers.
Yeah. Kev's bet then is 4-1 if he's right. He hasn't been right a whole lot in recent weeks. But Bournemouth to win that game and also Newcastle to win. He likes against Crystal Palace as well. So Bournemouth to beat Burnley and Newcastle to win their match will come in at 4-1. Now, you've half given yours away there, Steve, where you've said Newcastle to win is part of it. And then you're reckoning that Leicester are going to do a job on Huddersfield as well.
Yeah, just on the Newcastle thing, I think they played on Monday against Arsenal. And they've had a couple of extra days rest because Crystal Palace played against Spurs, as we know, during the week at the new stadium. And I just think at this stage of the season, an extra 2 days rest is really crucial for players. And as I said, Benitez, these are the games that he eyes up from a distance out. I also, you look back at the records, Newcastle, they've turned James's Park into a fortress of late. They've won their last 5 Premier League home games. Crystal Palace, dreadful record at James's Park. They've only won 1 of the last 7 there. And I just think Crystal Palace, they've really gone downhill over the last few weeks. I just think they're really poor. They're misfiring up front. And I think the likes of Rondon, Perez and Almiron will give Palace trouble at the back. Palace aren't exactly squeaky clean at the back. And the Huddersfield-Leicester game, look, Brendan Rodgers, he's been brilliant leading Leicester out the way. My old friend Wes Morgan is on a goal scoring run, which has been incredible. But look, Harry Maguire will probably come back in there, I think, this weekend. He was serving his suspension last week. And I just think Huddersfield, yeah, they're bunched now at this stage, and I fancy looking at Leicester and over 1.5 match goals, 23-20 in a double with Newcastle 6-4.
Just before we go, because we kind of forgot to touch on it because we were so focused on the Premier League, your FA Cup finalist, Phil?
Manchester City, anyway. And the Wolves-Watford's a really tough one to call.
Mm-hmm. Toss for me.
Yeah. I think Wolves would have a better chance against City in a final.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Man City and Wolves.
Steve, will give us your prediction.
Oh, I think the bookies are being a little unfair on Brighton, 22-1. I think it's massive. Brighton are going to be really up for this. It's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be, a lot of people think City will hammer them out the gate. I don't think they will. It's worth looking at the -1, -2 maybe for Brighton, something like that. But look, I think City ultimately will win, maybe 2-1, something like that. And I think Watford, Wolves, like you guys, a coin toss. I've seen both recently. Watford are playing brilliant stuff. De La Feu is playing out of his skin at the moment. And I think that actually could be a draw extra time.
Excellent. Stephen Doyle, Philip Egan, many thanks for joining me in studio, and also to Leon Blanche, who's been joining us on the line for Maintree on the way to day 2 of the Grand National Festival there as well. If you're having a punt at the weekend, very best of luck to you. Thanks again.
Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Boyle Sports. Now with same-day withdrawals to your Visa debit card.